Seventh paragraph of Erevin Mishnah Yud. The Chol Ma'avim Mishtatzim Chutzman Amayim and Amelach. Give it out of Lezer. The Lezer says you could use anything, any type of food, for an Erev. The Rav says that he's talking about Erev Tumim, because we paskin that Erev Chatzeres has to be dealt with bread. Mishtatzim, though, is when you want to combine various Chatzeres together to be able to use from one to the other, or in the mavli, that you could use any type of food except for water and salt. Water and salt are considered things that are not mazen, they don't satiate, they don't give nutrition. They just help the other food get absorbed into the body. He says the Erev Chatzeres has to be done with bread, and not only does it have to be done with bread, it has to be with a whole bread, a loaf of bread, or a whole matzah, a whole roll. But if it's sliced bread or sliced, it doesn't have the chashivas to be used for an Erev. He gives it to Vushom and Avon Bo. If it's a roll, that's a cheap roll that you can buy with an Itza, it's only a few prutas, then as long as it's shalom, you can make an Erev. So once again, if you have a slice of a gigantic bread, if you have a gigantic challah from a wedding, one piece is missing, that's not a whole bread, and therefore cannot be used for the Erev. But if it's a whole one, it's a chashuv thing, then it can be used for Erev. That's what we're passing.